Hello, welcome back to Cousins Coffee and Cryptids, the podcast where cousins talk about cryptids while not drinking coffee. So this week we're doing Mothman. We were gonna do Mothman a while ago, but we didn't. So we're doing it now. Next week we haven't planned, obviously. We never really plan. But yeah, so this week is Mothman. I've got some information up of Mothman. Mothman's, as you know, we get our sort of info for Wikipedia, sort of like history and details and things. Mothman's Wikipedia page isn't
very small.
It's very small. So it's probably mostly going to be stories and just talking about Mothman. I made some notes. These are the notes. Let me get my Mothman notes up as well. We always spend the first 5 minutes of the podcast just talking. But we've only done. Have we only done one episode in 2022 so far?
Don't know. Probably.
Think so. This episode's a bit delayed. There was a bunch of stuff that happened, so we had to literally whip out a subject out of nowhere, all of a sudden.
Straight out of our butthole.
And we planned to do the Mothman a while ago, so I just decided let's do the Mothman. And so I just got some information on it. So we're back. We've got to get back into the swing of things. We've sort of had real life changes, I guess.
Yeah.
That sort of changed some stuff. And obviously that can affect podcasts a little bit. But other than that, what have you been up to, Will?
Just been working. Work. New job, new me. New job, same me. Yeah. Working nights.
What's the latest you get back from work?
We got back at 6 sometime this week.
Right.
So, that's probably, honestly, will be the latest.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
Going at six, ended at 6.
So,
good thing is,
what time do you usually start? Where I am.
Usually start 6. We get there for 6, we do some things in the yard, and then we leave. So, right. And sometimes we don't even start work for a few hours because we have to wait for someone to show up. So, yeah.
So, do you spend most of your time on the road, or?
Not on the road, no. So the job we've been going to, it's like an hour away, and that's really the most we've driven so far.
Oh, okay.
So.
What do you actually do?
Drainage. Tankering. Sucks up. We haven't dealt with any shit yet, luckily. We've just been doing gullies.
So, you go to one place so far?
Yeah, we've been to one job so far, yeah. We're here for a while, I think.
So, you go to the yard, which is your company's yard, right? And then you go out.
Yeah, yeah.
So how comes it takes so long to do? What takes so long to do it?
What do you mean?
You empty the entire thing?
Yeah, water, fucking whatever else is in the back, yeah. That's like an hour away. So we drive an hour to the job.
Yeah.
And then we drive an hour back if we don't have to tip. But if we have to tip, we drive an hour to the job, an hour to the tip, an hour to the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what, you go back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, you go like to the job?
But we don't tip every day.
So you go to the job and you like empty, and then sometimes you go to the tip.
Yeah.
And then you go back to that job and then do the same thing. Yeah. And then once you're done, you go home.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do?
Just tell my dad, really.
He's just like a helper, basically.
Yeah.
Sounds alright.
I fucking do more than him nowadays. Fucking hell.
Sounds alright, I guess. Is it hard work?
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard, but yeah.
Tedious.
It's
alright.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's a bit tedious. Bit back and forth.
Good money, though, isn't it, drainage?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's better than what I'm earning, that's for sure. I honestly haven't been to the gym in a properly in a while, so that's sort of thrown me off a little bit. So I've sort of been out of my routine, and I've been ill, things like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm working the same job. I didn't switch jobs, so. but yeah, I mean, my contract ends in April.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing after that. So, well, my plan is to be gone for a month to with Alex. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like save every penny I've got of this job and then just dip at the end of the contract for a bit, and then come back and then look for something else, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just doing stuff in the background. I'm trying to build up my portfolio for my video editing and my graphics.
Yeah.
You know, I made some Minecraft thumbnails that I've posted, which I like them. I've got my Stardew series that I'm doing. It's not going to be a consistent. It won't be like a majorly consistent thing. Just like when I feel like recording it. And I'm doing the thumbnails for those, so that's something that I can put towards my portfolio.
Yeah.
I'm practicing my After Effects and shit, man. Because my goals, I've put on my Twitter, like, my goals are like, you know, by the end of 2022, I want to be like a full-time editor. Or not even like full-time. But, like, I've said this time and time again, right? I would be an editor for half of the current wage that I'm on.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, I'm earning not, like, I'm earning okay money, but I would earn half that if it meant I got to edit. Like, be at home and edit. Because my sort of routine would have been like this, right? I would edit. I'd get up super early. Like, I'd get up at, like, 8, yeah? I'd be on my computer by, like, 9. I would edit for, like, 8 hours. And then I would go straight to the gym. And then I'd come home and I'd be cool.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Or I would edit, like, 4 hours each day.
Yeah. I mean, 4 hours is a good number.
Depend on what I'm doing. Or I would take I'd get up at like 9. I'd work till like 12, right? Have some lunch, like a good lunch, and then go to the gym for a couple of hours, come home, chill for an hour, and then I'd start working again for like another like 4 or 5 hours in the evening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And then I just wouldn't work on the weekends.
Yeah, big pimp.
Or if I was going to work on the weekends, I'd cut down the hours throughout the week.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, do like 6 hours in the week. Do like I could do like 9 till 3. Go to the gym for 2 hours. Like, that's the kind of thing I do. I would do that for. That's the thing.
Not a bad number.
I would do that. I'd do that for cut. Like half the pay, and if it was a full time thing, it'd probably add up more. Do you know what I mean? If it was full time, because my contract's actually not full time. So if I was doing like a full time job, it'd probably end up paying more anyway, for less pay. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to, that's my goal, is to do that.
Yeah,
and I've been working on that. But it's one of those things where you gotta like, it's like up and down, right? So like, you wanna work on it, but sometimes you sort of go down that little slope where it's like, you know, you stop for a bit. You just need to get on the right sort of the perfect level of like dedication to it, I guess. I don't know.
Porkies.
I don't know how to explain it. Well, you know.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I mean, that's why I sort of wanted this podcast, because I wanted like a creative outlet. I could have a creative project that I could work on. Because to be honest, I love gaming content and I love making gaming content, but gaming content's very trendy, so you got to follow the trends, right? And
yeah, no, definitely.
And if you follow the trends, you're just going to get mixed up with other people that follow the trends that are much bigger. That's why they say if you stream on Twitch, don't stream like an overly saturated game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're going to start out streaming now, there's no, unless you're like really good at the game, there's no point in streaming games like, you know, like Valorant and things like that. Although with like Minecraft, it's different for everyone, right? Because everyone's just different in Minecraft. Like,
yeah.
Everyone plays it different.
People like seeing all sorts.
Yeah, like Minecraft's completely different. Because you can, you know, some people play like PvP, like servers.
Yeah, some people do creative.
Some people do like big survival worlds. Some people do like hardcore survival worlds. You know, that kind of thing. But like, it's the same with like making content on YouTube. Whereas like this podcast is like, it's in a good category. Like we're talking about like cryptids, right, and stuff like that. Like, you know, scary shit. Which is very,
enjoyed.
Yeah, it's still popular, but it's still very unique in its own way.
Yeah.
It still reaches a specific audience, do you know what I mean?
It reaches who you want it to.
Yeah, whereas gaming content could reach anybody.
Yeah.
So this, like, you know, like, cousin, like, like our Britain's Big Cats episode is probably the most successful episode we've ever had so far.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but
reach the people, bro.
Apparently, it's what people like to hear about.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so
gives us views.
Gives us views. Gives us money. Well, no, in the future maybe.
Gets us paid. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so. That's why I like doing a podcast. I mean, the thing is we could do a podcast where, you know, two cousins sit there talking about life and subjects in life, which we could.
Yeah, like we're fucking doing that.
Yeah, like which do you know what I mean? Which would be an easy podcast to do.
Oh, bro, just sit there and chill.
But it's like everyone does that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we don't have any like life advice to give, really.
Life advice? Yes, I do. Don't do meth, kids.
Well, I mean, that's obvious, though.
Unless you're getting paid to do the meth, which I doubt.
But that's like, I mean, if they're doing lab experiments, maybe, you know. Hey, they don't do those. Don't put
random drugs into your body.
They do.
Unless you're getting money.
But they do that in lab studies, right? They give people like LSD and see what their brains do. And
I'm gonna do some fucking LSD, lad.
Yeah, that's how they test like the effects of drugs and things, right?
What the fuck?
I mean, look at like how they're looking at using drugs as a way of medical purposes. Like mushrooms, apparently, they have been reported to show helping PTSD and anxiety and things. And depression. Really? Yeah, like, you know, it's...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my kind of thing, cool, to be honest, but yeah.
Who knows? Might be mine.
That's how they test it, right? They test it on people.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, like, we don't have any life advice to really give out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah.
I'm 23. You're what, 20?
20, I'm 19, lad.
You're not even 20 yet, do you know what I mean?
Get your money up, not your funny up. Get your ages up, bro. Get your ages down.
Mate, sometimes I still think I'm 22. Like, 23 is a weird... I think it's because I don't know where my 22 went. Because of lockdown and things like that. Like, I don't know where the fuck that went. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lifting all restrictions for us guys in the UK, aren't they? Like, that's it. We're moving on.
Are they?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, they're advising us to wear masks in big areas.
Yeah, but they are enforcing.
But at the end of the day, they're just basically saying, all right, get on with it now. Move on.
Get on with it.
Get on with your life.
If you die, you die, you die.
I mean, it's the same with the flu, right? You die, you die. So.
Yeah. No, yeah. Just a worse flu.
Yeah. I guess. So I mean, I'm not going to mention that because I'm not a medical. I'm not a medical professional. So
I am.
Okay, so Mothman is the topic of today.
Mothman, indeed.
I didn't know too much about Mothman except from when I watched that.
Fuck you, Mothman.
That's Goatman.
Yeah. Yeah, but fuck you, Mothman.
I didn't really know much about it until I watched that BuzzFeed Unsolved video.
Yeah.
But it's West Virginia folklore.
West Virginia!
And it's actually not that old.
Isn't it? How old is it?
It was the first sightings were reported. Well, the sightings were reported from November 15th, 1966 to December 15th. 1967, so it's just
relatively recent. Not recent,
well,
but
it's not. Not too long. It's ago. Not like Bigfoot, where there's indigenous, history and things. So apparently it's a humanoid creature that's reported to have been seen in the Point Pleasant area. Point Pleasant is the town or city in West Virginia where it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And that's where they went on that BuzzFeed Unsolved episode.
Yeah.
So, in a newspaper named Point Pleasant Register, the first report was published, which was dated So the sighting was reported on November 15th. The report was published on November 16th, and the title of the report was Couples Sees Man-Sized Bird Creature Something. So ... creature ... something. All right. So obviously it's very dramatized, very exaggerated. And it didn't take long for national press to pick it up, which is why that's what spread it around the US, basically.
Yeah.
So this was the official story. On November 15th, 1966, two young couples from Point Pleasant, Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Mallette, told police they saw a large grey creature whose eyes glowed red when the car's headlights picked it up. They described it as a large flying man with 10-foot wings, following their car while they were driving in an area outside of town known as the TNT area. It was called the TNT area because it was the site of a former World War II munitions plant, which people believe is where it lives. Like in that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
In that plant.
You've got to believe.
During the next few days, other people reported similar sightings. Two volunteer firemen who saw it said it was a large bird with red eyes. Mason County Sheriff George Johnson commented that he believed the sightings were due to an unusually large heron he termed the Shite Poke. Contractor Newell Pep, is that how you say that name? Newell or New Partridge told Johnson that when he aimed a flashlight at a creature in a nearby field, its eyes glowed like bicycle reflectors. Additionally, he blamed buzzing noises from his television set and disappearance of his German Shepherd dog on the creature. So he assumes that his dog was taken by the creature.
Yeah.
So this creature's apparently been eating doggies.
Damn, what a fucking bitch.
Wildlife biologist Robert L. Smith at West Virginia University told reports that descriptions and sightings all fit. The Sandhill Crane, a large American crane almost as tall as a man with a 7-foot wingspan featuring circles of reddish colouring around the eyes. The bird may have wandered out of its migration route and therefore was unrecognised at first because it's not native to the region. And due to the popularity of the Batman TV series at the time, the fictional superhero Batman and his rogues gallery were prominently featured in the public eye, while the villain Killer Moth did not appear in the show. The comic book influence of both him and Batman is believed to be by some to have influenced the coinage or coinage of the name Mothman in the local newspapers. Following the December 15th, 1967 collapse of the Silver Bridge and the death of 46 people, the incident gave rise to the legend and connected the Mothman sightings to the bridge collapse. The thing is, right, I actually know about the bridge a lot. That's like a very common story told about Mothman.
Really?
Yeah, so the story about the bridge is the most common thing told, in my opinion. Every time I've looked up Mothman stuff and heard about stories, I'd always hear about this bridge collapse. But there, people do have different views on this story. Like, so there's like a couple. So it's either considered to be Mothman is responsible for the bridge collapse, and like he's considered a bad omen, right? So he's the one that caused it. But some also believe that Mothman was there to like trying to warn people, or even maybe stop the collapse from happening completely.
Yeah.
So there was like, so there's a couple sides to it. So people believe like,
well, they want to believe
he's responsible. Some people believe like he's just an omen and he knew it's going to happen, but like when he's around, that means something bad's going to happen. Some people believe that he was there trying to warn people.
That's or he was cool. trying to
like, like that's basically the thing. But they love Mothman in Point Pleasant. Like they had that big statue of him, right?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put an image up on the screen for you guys watching on YouTube, so you can see what they've basically described. This is an artist like rendering. So this is apparently what they saw. I don't see the moth part of it, but I don't know. And Point Pleasant actually held its first annual Mothman Festival in 2002. The Mothman Festival begins after brainstorming creative ways for people to visit Point Pleasant. The group organising the event chose the Mothman to be the centre of the festival due to its uniqueness and as a way to celebrate its local legacy in the town. So basically, they were trying to figure out, how can we up tourism in this place, yeah?
They smart as shit, man.
And they were like, oh, but, like, you know, Mothman's kind of, like, our thing. Why don't we sort of, like, coin that? Like, you remember when we were talking about Bigfoot, when we were talking about how industries, like, sort of capitalized on the idea of Bigfoot in, like, the towns that was popular for their Bigfoot sightings, right? Yeah. They basically did that with Mothman. Like, they've got that. We saw that with that BuzzFeed Unsolved episode where
they had
the statue, they had all, you know, they had the cookies and the coffee and things, didn't they?
Yeah.
All surrounded by,
like
all to do with Mothman, all themed around Mothman and things like that. So according to the event organizer, Jeff Wamsley,
what a name.
Bro, imagine, all right, do you know what? Imagine he went to the gym and got absolutely buff.
Jeff fucking Wam.
You could call him fucking Wam Wamsley.
Bro, Gordon Ramsay, bro. He's related.
Gordon Ramsay. The average attendance for the Mothman is an estimated 10,000 to 12,000 people per year.
Jesus Christ.
A 12-foot tall metallic statue of the creature created by artist and sculptor Bob Roach was unveiled in 2003. Mothman Museum and Research Center opened in 2005. The festival is held on the third weekend of every year, hosting guest speakers, vendor exhibits, pancake eating contests, and hayride tours of the locally notable areas. So, yeah, so there's a Mothman Museum and Research Center. What are they researching?
Sheesh. I don't know, bro. How to make more Mothmen?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if it's like a. So this first story that I've got here was in 2009 or 2019.
Yeah.
2019 or 2019, for those who want to say 2019. There was apparently, you know, Mothman is said to have haunted. That's this was in, I think this, yeah, this, so this is the actual story about the couples, this one here I've got. This one was in Germany.
Germany?
Yeah, this story's in Germany.
Mein Feind, dein.
But I don't know. So this one's the latest one I could find. A trucker reportedly spied the Mothman at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, which is pretty far away from Point Pleasant, not Mount Pleasant, Point Pleasant.
Just a little bit.
Right, let me just take a drink and then I'll read this story.
What'd you say it was?
What?
What'd you say the trucker was?
It was in Chicago Airport. O'Hare International Airport in Chicago.
That is 430 miles.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Roughly.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty far away, but it's not like it's not like across the country far. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
So a truck driver who stopped at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago on November 26, 2019, claimed he spotted a person with wings around 6-7 feet tall standing by a fence while he took a smoke break at around 6:30 p.m. He reported his sighting to UFO Clearinghouse, an online source for odd encounters that describe itself as a portal for the truth. According to the investigator who took the report, the truck driver said the creature had a wingspan of approximately 6 feet and looked like a demon or a goblin and was solid black. So, you know, like, do you know how they measure wingspan?
You pull out as far as possible.
Sort of. So, like, it's like what from one tip of the wing to the other one is, like, fully spread. So, basically, from one point to the other one is 6 foot, right?
Yeah.
Which is quite a big wingspan.
Very big.
Yeah, it's quite a big wingspan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. The witness mentioned the creature may have had its back to him and that it was walking with a great, like a bird. I don't know what that actually means.
Yeah.
He claimed it was flapping its wings as it walked towards the large field that is by the airport runways and disappeared into the night. The witness himself believed that he was in the presence of a demon. When the investigator asked if he'd seen anything like it before, the truck driver detailed a similar experience as a child in Mexico where a solid black wing figure was circling an open field and made a loud screech noise before flying off into the surrounding forest. Similarly to the experiences those who have claimed to have encountered the Mothman. So this guy grew up in Mexico, apparently.
Yeah.
And
similar story.
Apparently. He. Let me just. Hold on, let me sort this out. Right. So, I don't know if there are any, like, same sort of, like, similar creatures in, like, Mexican folklore.
Yeah.
But he said that he'd seen it as a child in Mexico. So maybe, like, he's just seeing shit. Maybe he's, like...
Maybe
he's got a big fear of birds. He's got a fear of big birds, and maybe he's just, like...
Big bird? Ooh, spooky.
I don't... Is that Sesame Street character?
Yeah.
Did you watch that as a kid?
I've never seen it.
You know, that's one thing. I've never seen these types of shows.
Yeah. No.
And everyone else grew up on them, right?
Yeah, most people, yeah. I mean, not everyone, but like, I know.
You grew up on the Disney Channel?
Cartoon Network, mainly.
Yeah, same, like Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah.
Like SpongeBob, Ben 10.
Yeah, SpongeBob, yeah.
Okay, and Fairly Odd Parents. Fairly Odd Parents.
I actually started rewatching Ben 10, like the original, like the good one.
19 years old, by the way.
Nothing wrong with being 19 and liking the Ben.
The old Mr. 10. Yeah.
Bro, big T.
But I can't be asked, to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. So, I don't know. Maybe that sounds like... So he reported to something called the UFO Clearinghouse, which...
Yeah.
Like I said, it's an online source for odd encounters that described itself as a portal for the truth. Ooh, so
it's one of those ones.
I'm gonna look up UFO Clearinghouse real quick.
Bro, might get some more info.
Report a UFO. Appearances/podcast. Maybe we should
Bro. At them, bro. At them on Twitter, bro. Like, give me a fucking sponsor for Wetty. Those exact words.
I mean, we haven't done any alien stuff, have we?
No, we haven't.
I mean, we've got a lot of subjects to cover. We got a lot of
shit to do.
Yeah, so. What was there something? I mean, the thing is Mothman has actually been related to like alien stuff and that in the past, like reports.
Yeah.
A lot of ufologists, I think they're called, do investigations on Mothman. So there's another one. The Mothman is actually has said to have haunted Point Pleasant prior to the Silver Bridge collapse. Obviously, the bridge collapse is the big story, yeah, big right? Bridge
collapse.
So the first series of strange sightings actually took place about 85 miles away from Point Pleasant in Clendenin, I think it's called, West Virginia. Five grave diggers heard a rustling in the trees overhead, and looked up to find what they climbed was a flying man directly above them. Over the next few days, more reports started trickling in. Two volunteer firemen described a large bird with red eyes, which we spoke about, and at least 100 reports from people of all ages circulated throughout Point Pleasant between November 1966 and December 1967, described a monster that was able to ascend straight up into the air like a helicopter. All the witnesses described the same birdman with glowing, hypnotic red eyes and the wings of a bat. So, he's a birdman. He has the wings of a bat, but for some reason, he's named Mothman.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Maybe it's because it's more menacing than Birdman. I don't know. Birdman's quite like...
I mean, have DC coined the Batman name?
Don't know. Yeah, they must have, bro. They're like, yeah, bro, Mothman, you gotta change that Batman, sorry, you gotta change that fucking name. Like,
yeah.
Menaces, bro, menaces.
It's a bit weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Wait.
But yeah, Mary Hire, or Hare, I don't know how to say that last name, I'm sorry, it's H-Y-R-E. A reporter at the time of the Mothman sightings received over 500 phone calls, not only about this mysterious creature, but also strange lights in the sky, electrical interference, mysterious humming sounds, and UFO sightings. Then, on December 15, 1967, a year after the Mothman sightings began, tragedy struck. During rush hour traffic, the Silver Bridge collapsed, 46 people died, and then the Mothman disappeared. So apparently, this motherfucker comes in, right?
Starts
scaring people, and then suddenly dips when the bridge collapses.
Bet it was some guy in a fucking like costume, bro. Bet it's superpowers, bro. He definitely had superpowers.
Well, like they said, there's UFO sightings, mysterious humming noises, electrical interference. So maybe, maybe if it's real, you know, as we've always said, we don't necessarily believe in this stuff. We love the idea of this stuff, but maybe if it's real, maybe it's an alien. You know, he's come down and he
came down. He's like, yeah, we do a little.
Maybe it was like an alien pet,
and he got loose.
Yeah, and the aliens were looking for him. That's why they saw UFOs.
Now we have Moth Creed. Oh my God, wonder if he bred.
Bro, we are opening creatures. A big can of worms right now.
Whoa.
We
sure are.
Maybe we should go Mothman hunting.
I don't think we have the funds to do that yet.
No, we don't.
I don't think we have the facilities for that.
We barely had the funds to do this. I mean, it's not like we can rent out a studio and do a live in-person podcast, is it?
Or can we?
Where would we do it though? That's the question.
We broke as fuck.
If all right, if we had the money, all right, we had the money to invest into that. Where would we do it though?
That'd be cool. I don't know.
Because that'd be a lot of traveling for one of us.
Yeah. True.
Maybe Manchester?
I don't fucking know. Because we'll get fucking killed.
Manchester ain't that bad. Sometimes. But it's like when I'm playing GeoGuessr and I get like a shithole. I'm like, this is either Eastern Europe or Manchester.
Or both. Yeah. It's a mix.
It's a mixture. So this is the couple story in a bit more detail. Let me make sure I got the right one. Yeah. Okay, so on November 15th, 1966, so this was like the first sort of sighting. Two couples, yeah. Obviously Roger, Linda Scarberry and Stephen Mary Millett, were driving past the TNT plant when they saw a humanoid figure with glowing red eyes. Linda described what they saw on the side of the road as a bird-like humanoid creature with a large wingspan and fiery red eyes. She said it was about 7 feet tall, its wings folded back against its back. You could see muscles in its legs, she recalled. The creature followed them as they drove back towards Point Pleasant on Route 62, and then it veered off into the roads and disappeared. The group went straight into the Mason County Police Department to share the terrifying account, which soon made its way to local newspapers. I wish we never had seen it. I wish someone else had seen it, Linda Scarberry said later. So I'm assuming they just didn't want to sound crazy.
I'm selfish, bitch. Like, I didn't want to see it. I wish somebody else saw it.
Okay, so what the story about is, there's a couple stories about it, sort of when I mentioned it being like a bad omen. Or a warning for something bad to happen that's going to happen. But this, there's obviously a correlation, you know, 7 feet tall, a large wingspan.
Yeah.
You know, it's big, it moves through like fields and, you know, into the woods and it flies straight up.
What now?
So it's quite a lot of like, how do I say this? It's correlations between all the stories. It's the same with Bigfoot stories, right? You know, it's always like he's like cool. 6.5 to like 7, like to 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall. You know, they're described as black, red, grey, brown. You know, they've got this ape-like face and big hands, big arms, big legs, which obviously you can make up, you know, because you can see the stories, but like, it's always the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this one's the one in Germany.
Germany.
So on September 10th, 1978, a group of miners in Freiburg, I think that's how you say it, Germany, came face to face with a seemingly headless creature with glowing eyes on its chest blocking the mine's entrance. At first, they thought it was a man in a trench coat, but they quickly realised it was not a coat, but unfurled large black wings. The men remained in the mine entrance, stunned and staring at the creature, until it let out a blood-curdling screech that sent the miners scrambling out. About an hour later, the men felt a seismic rumble and witnessed a plume of dust shoot from the mine as it collapsed. If the men had gone to their stations in the mine as usual, the majority of them would have died. It appeared as though they dubbed what they dubbed the Freiburg, I think that's how you say it, Shrieker, saved their lives. So that's another one, you know, it's warning.
Yeah.
I mean, when we watched that BuzzFeed episode, wasn't they say that its noises are like a shriek, right? They were doing those noises, which absolutely killed me when they were doing them.
That was so good.
They were like shrieks, right?
So
that's another one. And then here's another one. The Mothman may have tried to warn people of the Fukushima disaster. So, like, again, it's supposed to be warning. And Marcus Pules, an American visiting Japan, was out with a friend in the Fukushima plant when suddenly they heard a loud whooshing sound and a terrible screeching. As they looked back towards the plant, they saw a figure Paul's described as large and black. From the distance I was at, it looked to be sitting on top of the square-shaped buildings. It sat there for about 5 seconds, and then it unfurled a large set of what I could only describe as large black wings. The creature took flight, circling the plant a few times before coming close to them. Then I noticed the two large red eyes. They seemed to glow from within with a blood red hue. They were unblinking in the 3-4 seconds we saw them. We knew they were looking straight at us. We knew this creature knew we could see it, and it made no attempt to disguise itself. Pules describes an immense feeling of dread that washed over him, and the creature vanished as quickly as it appeared. It wasn't until Pules was back home in America hearing the news on CNN about the devastation of the Japanese earthquake and the explosions at the very same nuclear power plant where he had witnessed the creature, that he realized he may have seen the infamous harbinger of disaster known as the Mothman. So this one was either like, he caused it, or he was warning. Like, he knew, like, he was a bad omen, so he's like a warning to anyone. This one's a bit sensitive, this next one. But I'm going to say it because it's technically one of the stories. I don't know anything about this. I don't think this... I'm not going to connect this in any way and say this is 100% true. But apparently the Mothman was hanging around the Twin Towers the week of the 9/11 attacks.
No shot.
So during the days leading up to the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, several people reported sightings of a black-winged creature flying near the Twin Towers during the attack as the second plane hit. Eyewitnesses reported a creature flying parallel to the plane, which I don't believe because they had that on video, didn't they? As the second plane hit.
Yeah.
And there was no flying creature, so I'm going to assume this is...
we can do no flying
creature. This one's going to be a bit of bullshit. Then in the days that followed, those reporting the creature were allegedly approached by men in black and wanted to stop talking about what they saw. Right.
Men in black? How classic.
I know.
The homies dressed in all
right.
black.
Right. You ready for another one that's connected to another disaster?
Sure.
Do you know about the Chernobyl disaster?
I do.
So the Mothman is allegedly connected to the Chernobyl disaster. The Mothman is believed to have been around for the worst nuclear accident in history. Throughout 1985, many scientists and other workers at the nuclear power plant in Chernobyl, Ukraine, claimed to have seen a huge black bird-like creature with the body of a man flying around the plant. Those who saw the red-eyed beast also reported a series of strange, harassing phone calls and a string of nightmares leading up to the disastrous explosion in April 8, 1986. That's actually a common thing as well. Apparently, that happened with, I think, the original people that saw them, you know, the couples. They had nightmares.
Yeah.
And apparently their phone would ring or something, and nobody would talk to them.
Ring, 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 ring.
On April 26th, 1986, the day of the accident, several people saw a huge black bird actually flying around the smoke after the explosion. Even those in a nearby town of Pripyat claimed to have seen a strange creature that became known as the Black Bird of Chernobyl. In the days leading up to the disaster, Pripyat was also affected and later evacuated because of the harmful radiation. I think Pripyat, is that the actual city? You know that big city with the Ferris wheel and stuff?
No, yeah. The classic.
The classic look.
Yeah, the classic. The classic fucking... I don't know how it went.
I have no idea.
Hold for mission. Oh, 50,000 people you see.
Yeah, that one.
No, it's a ghost town. Yeah, no, I think it is. No, the Blackbird of Chernobyl is real.
Yeah, like that's what he was dubbed, right? The Blackbird of Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, next one is Mothman might have appeared at the site of the I-35W bridge collapse. I don't know what this actually is, but...
I don't know what it is either.
The Mothman was spotted at yet another bridge collapse in 2007. Eerily enough, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis... Is it Minnesota? I think it might be.
I don't know.
Was open for traffic in 1967, the same year the Silver Bridge collapsed. Then on August 1st, 2007, after a month of the Mothman sightings, the I-35W bridge collapsed during the rush hour, taking the lives of 13 people with it and injuring 145 more. Reports of the Mothman began trickling in on June 27, 2007, preceding the collapse by a mere month. Many claim to have seen a humanoid creature flapping its massive wings in the surrounding area and at the bridge itself. An Illinois woman witnessed the creepy cryptid while driving just outside of Stuartville on June 27th, 2007. Called paranormal radio show host George Newry on Coast to Coast AM and described the creature as having a huge wing about the width of a Ford.
Ford!
So, this is the next one. A West Virginia man claims his dog was taken by the Mothman. On November... Not the dog. What the dog doing?
Not the dog.
On November...
Yo!
On November 13th, 1966, in Salem West... Mel Partridge. Is this the same guy we talked about earlier? Or is this a different guy?
I don't know. Probably same location, who knows?
That's weird. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
Heard a loud noise outside his home 90 miles from Point Pleasant. During an interview in Eyes of the Mothman, he recalled his television making a high-pitched whining sound and his dog barking wildly. After going outside to investigate, Partridge was startled by two glowing red eyes that belonged to no animal he'd seen before. He also described an eerie flashing red lights. He described eerie flashing red lights that seemed to be dancing around. His hunting dog took off after the creature, and that was the last he ever saw of either. He went out to search for his dog, his friends, next day, but the dog was never seen again. The combination of hundreds of Mothman sightings in the area that year, the claims of red lights dancing all over the TNT plant, and electrical interference during these sightings have all led to speculation that the Mothman might exist. The Mothman might have extraterrestrial origins. So yeah, like an alien.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna say this. I don't get how people can live in the woods.
I don't think he was in the woods. He was near like woods and fields and stuff.
Oh, I still stand by what I say. I don't know how people can live in the woods. If I know about all this shit, it's like everyone else has to know about it in my family, bro. If I die, everyone dies.
Yeah, man. Fuck living in the woods though. I'm way too paranoid to live in the woods. Like.
Yeah, nice.
Even if I didn't like necessarily believe in this shit,
bro. I hear a crunch. Yeah,
I'm scared of Herobrine in Minecraft, even though I know it's not real. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah. Or is he?
Herobrine's gonna be our next episode.
I was gonna do the fucking Herobrine episode.
No, I don't. Maybe
it's just us playing Minecraft. Maybe.
Yeah, well, there you go. We got the budget for a Herobrine hunting episode.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll get like a night vision camera mod or something.
Yeah.
So this one is an eyewitness in Wisconsin claims the Mothman attacked his car. So in September 2006, in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Awo Harley, a Cherokee man, and his son were driving down an isolated stretch of road at night when the Mothman attacked them. In an interview with Monster Quest, he shared his encounter. Awo Harley told how the creature flew alongside and then directly in front of their windshield, close enough to touch. They got a really good look at it and describing it as bat-like and fleshy, with sparse hair and red eyes the size of road reflectors. He described the monster's high-pitched screech that gave them vertigo and made them sick to their stomachs. The man's son pulled over and threw up on the side of the road after returning to the location a few days later. In the daytime, they found left behind was a deer carcass, which they later blamed on a poacher.
A motherfucking poacher.
Possible Mothman sightings are correlated with the swine flu outbreak in Mexico. Do you remember swine flu?
I do.
Yeah, I remember that. Some believe the large, hairy, red-eyed creature, the people of La Yunta. So maybe it is in Mexico then, you know, because we spoke about that.
Maybe. There's not. How many stories?
I mean, he's apparently everywhere around the world. So La Yunta, yeah. Mexico began to see stalking the area in 2009 was the legendary Mothman. The sightings occurred around the time leading up to the 2009 swine flu outbreak in Mexico. Two witnesses, Angela Mendez and Viviana Ledesma, I'm sorry if I butchered that name, experienced pure terror as they heard the creature's screeches emanating out from an apple orchard near Manyasa Cemetery.
Manyasa.
A student who requested to remain anonymous reported the Mothman chased him for 15 minutes on the night of March 6, 2009. Despite the best efforts of local authorities to hunt him down, the entity, no trace was found. So they actually went out to hunt it. But imagine getting chased by a Mothman, bro. Imagine you're walking home from school or something, and you see a big fucking flying fucker fucking chasing after you, and you just run.
I would cry.
I would shit myself. Like, you know the expression shit yourself comes from animals that shit themselves to have less body weight so they can escape quicker. I would literally do that. I would shit my pants. I would rip pants off, all my clothes, my bag.
I would be filled with feces.
Yeah, I'd be stripping off naked, taking a dump right there, and I would be running home and crying.
Yeah.
So the Mothman may have signaled the deadly Zeon T-Dam disaster. I don't know about this one, so I'm going to send it to you, and you can Google it for me real quick.
Right.
What's that?
All
right, homeboy. So a region in the south of eastern China was plagued with sightings of a figure that resembled the Mothman in early January 1926. So this was old. Dubbed by locals as the Man Dragon, the shadowy, ominous figure has been seen hovering around over the Zeon Tidam, I don't know how to say it, then disaster hit the surrounding farming villages in the form of 40 billion gallons of water. The dam collapsed, resulting in the deaths of 15,000 people.
Well, there you go. You got the story.
The disaster. It literally hit all the farming villages in the form of 40 billion gallons of water. That's like a whole ocean, bro. Jeez. Just coming down on your house. What the fuck?
They reconstructed it, though. Now it holds 178 billion gallons.
Come again?
As it does.
How much?
178.
When did they
billion.
Redo it?
I'm trying to find the email.
Do you know, I pressed next page and it's just come up with Skinwalker stories. We should have gone on this website.
Within 11 years of the dam failure, the lower reach of River Yu experienced several more disastrous floods after many stadium. The rebuilding project commenced June 5th, 1993.
Yeah, so it's probably more secure then.
The project was certified by the Chinese government. Area. Yeah, 178 million gallons. Don't say what year. Motherfucker.
Damn.
It affected 10 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, how many did you say? 10K?
15.
On here it says, within an estimated death toll ranging from 10,000 to 250K.
Damn, bro. That's...
Holy
that's
fuck.
Insane. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that... Sure.
So this website I'm on now actually has a bunch of little, like, different stuff. Creatures.
Yeah.
So I've got... Skinwalkers, the Goat Man, the Hook Man, Cyclops. You've got Bloody Mary. You've got Fresno Nightcrawlers, Enfield Horror, Fairies. La Llorona.
El
Chupacabra. I'm gonna keep this website handy, I think. But yeah, like. That's insane, man.
That really is.
So, essentially, they believe he's like an omen or a warning for for bad things about to happen.
He's a bad mojo motherfucker.
Apparently, yeah. Ooh, but who knows, man?
We don't know
anything.
We'll find out in the next episode of the Hunters.
Should we make a show?
The Hunters. We hunt people. Sorry.
Cryptids.
And people.
We don't have the budget to travel to Hertfordshire to do.
I know, but shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Let alone all around the world to talk about the Mothman sightings. You know what? I'll send BBC an email and see if they want to do it.
Yes, lad. You want to budget us?
Do you guys... All right, here's a show idea. Right? Give us the funding and this will be the most epic show that you've ever seen in your life.
It really would be.
And we get to go on trips for free.
Yeah,
and we can write them off because it's work.
Yeah, so,
But yeah, I mean that's pretty much all I've got for Mothman at the moment. Like I said, it wasn't a lot, but so if you see Mothman, never return to that area.
Tell us, and we'll return instead. Maybe pay us enough.
Hashtag BBC get. Netflix, they're doing, they make a fucking show for anybody. Have you seen some of the shit they've made?
True.
So, yeah. And they'll pay a big budget for their shows.
Yeah.
But this will overtake everything, okay? Squid Game, The Witcher, everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, it would. Because we're nuts like that, bro. We're menaces.
Yeah, but I'm pretty much done with Mothman for now. I said, there's not much else to talk about with Mothman.
No, it's just stories, really.
No, like, real history behind it. It's just stories and sightings. And the thing is Mothman might not be the thing that people see in these countries. It could be their own version.
Yeah.
So, like...
Their own bad...
Like, the one with the dam. They called him the dragon or the man dragon or something. So they didn't call him Mothman.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like in where I think they call him Mothman. Chernobyl.
Yeah, that was a Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Blackbird or something. Like
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Blackbird of Chernobyl or something like that. I think it was.
Bro, it's fucking something like that, lad.
Have you got a message for the listeners out there?
You see something flying in the air with red eyes, just don't go back. Watch the news. Find out he saved you. He's just misunderstood.
My fucking girl's black, I can fix him. Fucking hell. Yeah, he's just misunderstood. Oh god.
He's broken. Nice. He's not a villain.
He's nice when we're alone.
He's not a villain, he's just broken, bro. He's not a villain. Yeah, you keep telling yourself.
I mean, the only thing I can really say is, like, rest in peace, Bob Saget. You probably don't know who that is, but that's all I can say.
Who is he?
He's a comedian. He was a part of this big, I think, 80s sitcom called Full House. Obviously Americans love their sitcoms, right? So obviously he was a big guy, and he was like a comedian as well. So you know, and have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother? Have you ever seen a clip or anything of it? Oh, well, no. He did the voiceover in that. And they revived the show like 29 years later on Netflix called Fuller House, where all the kids in that show are grown up now. And they finished that like last year or the year before. I think it was last year. This is the final season. And he died not that long ago.
Oh, shit. Rest in peace,
Bob Saget. But yeah, that's all I got. Oh, yeah, and also follow us on Twitter and Twitch. And follow my Twitch, my YouTube, and stuff like that.
Just follow us on everything, lad. If there's a platform, we're on it. And I mean, we're on it.
I don't know what you guys are listening to, but we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor, we're on Overcast, we're on... What else are we on?
I can't
remember what we're on right now. We're on YouTube, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we were first on YouTube.
Soon, maybe, to be Twitch.
We were first on YouTube, to be honest. Oh, yeah, we might do a live stream one time, like a live stream episode.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're on things like Stitcher and, you know, Castbox. So that's like, yeah. I can't remember about Google Podcasts. But we're on the, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and that sort of thing. So give us a like on that, follow us on that. And that's all I have to say for this episode.
Yeah, same. Remember, kids, don't do drugs.
Unless you're paid. In a secure environment, like a lab.
Yeah.
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 Make that bread.
As many drugs as you want. Yeah. As the Gen Z people say, make that bread.
Yeah. Life is like a sandwich. No matter how you flip it, the bread always comes first.
Yeah.
I think that's the quote.
That's a good one.
I think that was the quote. I can't remember.
That's a good
one. I'm not going to take credit for that. I don't remember if it was that even that quote, but yeah.
Bro, that's forever going to be my new favorite quote. That's so good.
But other than that, I'm going to love you and leave you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. And we'll be back next week.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
See you later.